From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry will meet this Saturday in Lausanne, Switzerland, with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and other diplomats to discuss the situation in Syria. The meeting will be held even though the United States halted direct talks with Russia on Syria because of Russian airstrikes on Aleppo. Kerry also will hold discussions with regional and international partners October 16th in London. Britain is warning Russia that it faces becoming a pariah state because of its bombing campaign in Syria. Western nations have accused Russia of war crimes for dropping bunker-busting and incendiary bombs on civilian areas. Russia denies the charge despite the evidence on the ground. France has called for the International Criminal Court to investigate. Burundi's parliament has overwhelmingly approved a bill that calls for the country to withdraw from the International Criminal Court. The bill now awaits a signature by President Pierre Nkurunziza. Supporters of the bill charged that the court hurt Burundi's institutions and that was being used as an instrument to intervene in national politics. The action is seen by many as a new stage in Burundi's growing isolation from the international community. Even after the government decides to leave the ICC, it must still write a letter to the UN Secretary General explaining, and the withdrawal would take effect a year after the letter is received. An explosion in Maiduguri, the capital of Nigeria's northeast Borno state, Wednesday, killed at least 7 people and wounded 15. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast. The explosion occurred as a taxi approached a gas station. Northeastern Nigeria has been the base for Boko Haram. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump is vowing to finish his run for the White House on his own terms. Trump appears unconcerned that many Republican leaders have abandoned his campaign following news stories about his past statements demeaning women. Trump campaigned Wednesday in Florida.
Tell you what, folks, this is the last time you'll ever have a chance to save our country. It's not going to happen anymore. You won't be able. The numbers will be too great. Already, the Republican nominee has a massive disadvantage. And especially when you have the leaders not putting their weight behind the people.
A wave of new opinion polls shows Trump's Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton, is surging to a greater lead over the Republican. Clinton's campaign, meanwhile, sensing it is on the verge of winning, is considering expanding its efforts into states that almost always vote for Republicans. Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman says the FBI is investigating Russia's possible role in hacking his emails. After thousands of John Podesta's personal emails were hacked, WikiLeaks began releasing them on Friday. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has denied Russia's involvement in the leaks. The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zayd Raad al-Hussein, is criticizing what he calls the rise of xenophobia in Europe. Lisa Schlein reports.
High Commissioner Zayd raises concern about the growing trend in Europe of populist xenophobic rhetoric. He says he believes demagogues should be named when confronting xenophobia. He says he has no intention of interfering in any country's political campaign. But he tells VOA it is incumbent upon leaders to lead in a way that is ethical, moral, and responsible. He says people should be wary of political leaders who are seen to manipulate messages that could potentially incite hatred and violence. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Saudi Arabia says it will ease the blockade of rebel-controlled areas of Yemen to evacuate people wounded in an airstrike at a funeral. Peter Salisbury of the Britain-based research organization Chatham House says the situation in Yemen is getting worse every day. U.S. officials say Houthi rebels in Yemen fired a missile at a U.S. Navy destroyer in the Red Sea Wednesday. They say the rocket missed its target. Thailand's royal palace says 88-year-old King Bhumibol Adulyadet remains in unstable health. The palace said blood tests Tuesday showed the king's liver is working irregularly. There are heightened levels of uric acid in his blood. His blood pressure has dropped, and he remains on a ventilator. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.